Montreal's orchestral rock sextet The Deers has been forming and reforming for a decade now. Lead singer and songwriter Murray Lightburn is the only original member. Other artists joined and then left The Deers as the band struggled for success. But Lightburn's commitment to his art is among the few things that's kept The Deers around for so long.
For me, as a writer, the songs are still coming. And sure, money can be a little tight to mention. And you don't really want to work a day job most of the time. But I mean, we're not driven by becoming rock stars, driven by making money. What drives The Deers is reaching as many people as possible and playing this music.
Don't you think that now is the time to move on? If you don't mind, well, just keep holding on.
Today, The Deers are enjoying international acclaim. Their latest album, No Cities Left, has launched the band on a worldwide tour, including dates this summer across the United States. Murray says it's the live performances that help him truly connect with his music.
Every night when we're playing, it's about closing your eyes, tapping into the cosmos, and reconnecting with the original place where the songs came from and putting it out there. I mean, for me, when I get on the stage, I'm trying to find the original place where the song came from. If I find it, it means that I'm not even on the stage. I'm completely gone. I'm in that place, tapping in.
My stomach hurts, it's tearing us apart.
My name is Natalia Janchak. Keeping the band together is just about, like, being human, you know? I mean, like, we're all friends and we all love each other and it's like a family. I like to say it's like, you know, your brothers and sisters. And it's like sometimes they really annoy you and it's like, oh, can you stop chewing your gum, like, with your mouth open? And then, but whatever, it's like inconsequential, you know? There's a bigger, you know, thing going on, and we just love doing it and we wouldn't want to do anything else. And I think we're all driven to just keep it together.
What do you say that we go down together and try to find out what we missed? I will drop everything. Better believe that, 'cause of me now. And I know we can last if we can forget about the past and start again. Again.
I'm not going to sit here and whine or complain about how hard it is being a black man doing this thing in a white man's world, you know. But my entire life is, you know, I can scroll back and think of all kinds of memories of things that made me sad about being black in this society that sometimes tries to make black people feel like they're subhuman. And I've never viewed myself as subhuman. To be honest with you, I don't always view myself as a black man, because I think for me that's taking a step backwards. Lost in the Plot was like one of those songs that was written out of a place that was just one of those things that just kind of came together really fast. And the lyric that says, leave me in the middle of the ocean, I can walk the rest of the way. That you can do whatever you want to me, you can do whatever, and I'm still gonna make my way because I have this love that I'm holding on to make me strong. Natalia is carrying a child right now, due in September. That's the first Deers kid, and I'm the father. At least that's what she tells me, unless...
Oh, come on.
Actually, I think it makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's nothing wrong with, you know, there being love floating around.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like being able to spend 24 hours a day with Natalia. Doesn't bother me at all. Our love. Don't mess with our love. Our
love is so much stronger. Murray Lightburn and Natalia Janchek of the Montreal rock band The Deers. The group is on tour right now around the United States, and you can hear music by The Deers on our website at npr.org. It's so much stronger.